CMPD hasn't released all of the body and dash cam video tied to the shooting of Keith Scott by a police officer last week. Today, we have a better idea of exactly how much exists, another 2 hours and 2 minutes to be precise. WFAE's David Borax joins us now. Well, David, where does this new information come from?
Mark, a group of news organizations, including WFAE, newspapers, and TV stations, made a formal request on Monday for the additional video to Police Chief Kerr Putney and the interim city manager, Ron Kimball. It came in a letter, and it asked for any additional body or dash cam video not yet released. News outlets also asked for any video CMPD has from public or private security cameras, such as any from Scott's apartment complex off Old Concord Road. And we asked for the detailed police incident report as well. And up to now, all we've had about that is just a summary. We need to say that most of the new information comes from our lawyer, Jonathan Buchan, of the law firm Essex Richards. He wrote the letter on Monday. He talked this morning with CMPD's lawyer, Judy Emkin, and shared the information with us. We have reached out to CMPD directly, but we have yet to hear back. By the way, we also need to note that Jonathan Buchan is chair of WFAE's board.
All right, so no new video, but we did get some new information, including a description of what we don't have.
That's right. So far, we've only gotten about 3 minutes and 20 seconds of video from one body cam and one dashboard cam, and police said that they're both from the same officer. The 1 minute and 8 second body cam video is part of a longer 16-minute video, we're told. CMPD says the rest just shows police and medical personnel treating Keith Scott. According to Buchan, CMPD's lawyer said police didn't release it and didn't show it to the family because it showed Scott as he lay dying. The dash cam video is an hour and 50 minutes long, and so far we've only seen around 2 minutes of that. Police say there's nothing in it, just officers milling around. Also, according to Buchan, CMPD's lawyer said a total of 52 officers responded to the scene, and they all had body and dash cameras. But again, police say those aren't relevant to the shooting. They only show officers driving to the scene, and their cameras were turned off once they got there. We're told that's it. There's no other video besides what they've released and what they've described. Now, police are sticking to their argument that body and dash cam videos aren't public records. They say they're exempt from release because they fall within the definition of reports of criminal investigations. But they also say the rest of the video isn't relevant to the shooting. So WFAE and other news organizations are arguing that the videos are public records.
And what about other video, as you mentioned, such as from surveillance cameras?
Right. The letter to CMPD this week asked for any video footage that authorities might have from security cameras operated by the city or its agencies like CATS or from private sources like the apartment complex. Again, according to our lawyer, CMPD says it's not aware of any and they haven't collected any.
Well, David, why do news outlets want the rest of this video?
The main reason is to answer a major question about this shooting. Did Keith Scott have a gun in his hand when he was shot by Officer Brentley Vinson? Police say he did, and they've released photos of a holster and a handgun they say they recovered at the scene. But no gun can be seen in the video clips that police have released so far or in the video taken by Scott's widow, Rekia Scott. So in the videos, officers can be heard shouting, "Drop the gun," and Police Chief Kerr Putney has said that nothing in the videos shows conclusively that Scott was holding a gun. We could take Putney's word for that, or we can push for the videos to be released so people beside the chief can review it, and that's what we're doing. You know, it might show a gun right there beside Scott, or it might not. It might show people talking about a gun. We don't know because we haven't seen those videos.
CMPD today did release the incident report from last Tuesday's shooting. What's in that?
Not much. It's a two-page form, and it has no new information. In fact, it has less information than we got on Saturday when police put out a new summary of the incident. You know, usually at the bottom of a police report, there's an extended narrative, anything from a paragraph to a few pages. This one has one line. At 1553 hours at 9325 Old Concord Road, the victim was killed in an officer-involved shooting. That's it. You know, I've seen longer narratives on police reports about shopliftings.
David, what happens next?
Well, since police are claiming the videos aren't public records, news organizations have to decide if a lawsuit makes sense. If so, that would throw the dispute into the courts. And by the way, that's where all disputes like this will wind up starting this Saturday, October 1st. North Carolina's new police camera law takes effect then, and police don't have to release body and dash cam videos without a court order.
That's WFAE's David Borax. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Mark.